Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann Wilson bringing us back. She and her sister Nancy formed the group Heart. That's one of their good songs. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Daniel Burris, the author of Flash Foresight. That's a brand new book, How to See the Invisible and Do the Impossible. That's his most recent book. Techno Trends is another book that he wrote that I still recommend to you. Burris, BURRUS.com. Right, Dan?
That's absolutely right.
Dan, you're a world traveler. You're dealing with businesses all over the world and leaders all over the world. You're a futurist of renown. Give us look out over. Take us up to 30,000 feet and tell us where you think that we're all going, where the world is going over the next year or two.
All right. Well, over this next very short period of 5 years, and 5 years, by the way, will go by awful fast.
Real fast.
We are transforming, not just changing. We're transforming how we sell, how we market, how we communicate, how we collaborate, how we innovate, how we train, how we educate. That every business of every size does all of those things in some way. And if you're just changing those things, you're going to be in trouble because the tools are there and the momentum's there. So when I am with Maasai warriors in Africa, which I've been, and when I'm in Beijing with the world's with the biggest venture capitalists, which I've done, and I travel around doing things like that, and I see that everyone is in transformation right now. You don't want to be left out of that.
Have we ever seen a transforming time like this in our history before? Is this
never
unique?
Never before, and the reason is we weren't connected. We weren't. We didn't have the cloud.
Right.
For example, right now, wherever you are in your car, it doesn't matter when you're listening to this program. You have got videos and audios and multiple languages swirling around you at all the time. All you need is the device to suck it in. So when something happens in Beijing, you know about it instantly right now. By the way, you get the video on it.
They're listening to you in Beijing right now. I hear from them.
Exactly. And no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm getting, by the way, as a small business people, you got to realize Twitter and things like that, I get opportunities in Moscow and opportunities all over the world coming from Twitter, coming
mm-hmm.
from Facebook.
Right.
So you got to pay attention to these things. So anyway, what I'm getting at is there's amazing opportunity when you have an unprecedented transformations like right now. Look at how fast the iPad changed everything. Look at how it's only been 5 years since we had an iPhone. Look
right.
at how that changed, how
mm-hmm.
we even think about what a phone is capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just at the base of a mountain of amazing transformational changes, and there is opportunity for us all. It's just a matter of if you are too busy to look at it, you're too busy putting out fires, you're too busy worrying about Europe, you're too busy listening to the news and all the doom and gloom, you're not going to see that mountain of opportunity.
The problem we've got, though, I think is hurting a lot of small businesses, and this has been going on for a while now, it's not so much the change or even the transformation, it's the velocity of it.
Yeah, well, it will get faster. And one of the reasons I wrote Flash Foresight is because as it gets faster and faster, it's harder and harder to react. So what I was doing with Flash Foresight, and the reason I think all of our listeners ought to read it, is because I'm trying to help you to create an anticipatory organization first based on what we do know will happen instead of assuming we don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can start accurately anticipating where your business, where your customers, where things are going, which you can do, that's based on 30 years of my research, then all of a sudden you have an edge, and the speed becomes an advantage instead of a disadvantage.
It becomes your lever and not a weapon against you.
Absolutely well said. And I think that's one of the reasons that book has become required reading by so many companies,
right.
Medium, big, and small, is because it's a whole new way to help you really get a handle on it and use it as a lever, as you wisely said.
You promised that you promised me you would give us a special offer. I got 30 seconds.
Yes, I do. I'm assuming you got a smartphone. By the way, if you don't, go get one. And text on your text, doesn't cost you anything, text 99000, and the message will be my last name, B-U-R-R-U-S. What you'll get is a special handout that I put together on hard trends that will happen that I want you to see right there on your phone, and you can forward it to your computer. And secondly, you'll get a special app where you can learn more from me through my blogs, through my writings, and through videos. Doesn't cost you anything.
All right.
And you get a free, I'm giving you a 30 days of free newsletter that I charge for.
Quickly, give us the text number again.
99000, and then text it to Burrus.
B-U-R-R-U-S. Hey, Dan, thanks for that special offer, and thanks for being here. Thanks for 10 great years. We'll see you next time.
You got it.
Daniel Burrus, folks, he'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.